From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Jokowi conveys priorities for development of coal derivative industries. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry Affairs targets 20,000 climate villages by the end of 2024. Now the news in details. President Jokowi Dodo conveyed several priorities for development of the coal derivative industry. As quoted by Antara News Agency, President Jokowi at the Presidential Palace Bogor on Friday stated that the several priorities can be worked upon, such as the coal gasification program or DME, dimethyl ether, to gasify coal into syngas, a requirement for the petrochemical industry, and DME, which is very important as a substitute for LPG, since Indonesia still imports it. Thus, it can reduce Indonesia's LPG imports. President Joko Widodo conveyed the statement at a limited meeting themed Accelerating the Increasing Value of Coal, held through video conferencing. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry Affairs, KLHK, held Climate Village Program, or PROKLIM, where Indonesian people are urged to reduce greenhouse gas emission by 29%. Secretary General of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Bambang Hendroyono, in his remarks at the Climate Festival event in Jakarta on Friday, October 23rd, stated that the KLHK is targeting 20,000 climate villages in Indonesia by the end of 2024.
PROKLIM sebagai aksi Joint Adaptation Mitigation atau gabungan adaptasi mitigasi perubahan iklim merupakan keunggulan komparatif Indonesia dalam menerjemahkan komitmen global.
PROKLIM as a joint adaptation mitigation is Indonesia's comparative excellence as part of the global commitment to be concrete action that touch the lowest level and can move many parties to play a role actively in materializing a climate resilience and low GHG emission Indonesia. The achievement of the number of PROKLIM location in 2020 amounted to as many as 2,775, and it needs to be continuously improved both in terms of the number and quality of its activities, because that there are still many villages that need guidance and assistance. By having active participation and support of all parties by the end of 2024, it is targeted that there will be at least 20,000 climate villages that can be formed across Indonesia. Moreover, the Climate Village Program, or PROKLIM, is a national program managed by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry Affairs to increase the involvement of people and other stakeholders to strengthen adaptation capacity toward the impacts of climate change and reduce greenhouse gas emission, and to provide recognition of adaptation and mitigation efforts as well as climate change, which has been done in order to improve welfare at the local level based on regional conditions. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati echoed the government's focus to continue to maximize utilization of the state budget APBN to respond to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in adaptive and timely manner. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Sri Mulyani at the spectacular event in Jakarta on Friday stated that the government will continue to use the APBN fiscal instrument to respond in an adaptive and timely manner. The minister justified the need to take this step based on the threatening impact of this pandemic on over 210 countries in the world, including Indonesia. The Investment Coordinating Board BKPM recorded that Indonesia's investment realization in the third quarter of 2020 increased slightly by 1.6% to reach 209 trillion rupiah from 205.7 trillion rupiah during the corresponding period on 2019. As reported by Antara News Agency, BKPM head Bahlil Lahadalia stated on Friday that the growth in investment realization indicated that the country has passed through its critical period in the third quarter of 2020. He remarked the critical period of investment realization during the COVID-19 pandemic has elapsed. BKPM has reached the critical period in the second quarter of 2020, wherein the realization of investment was only recorded at 190 trillion rupiah. In the third quarter of the year, the investment reached 209 trillion rupiah. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. According to estimates from a modeling study, more than a half a million people in the United States could die from COVID-19 by the end of February next year. But around 130,000 of those lives could be saved if everybody were to wear a mask. As reported by Reuters.com, the estimates from a study by researchers at the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation show that with few effective COVID-19 treatment options and no vaccine yet available, the U.S. faces a continued COVID-19 public health challenge through the winter. He said the projection, as well as the real-life current evidence of rising infection rates and death, showed there is no basis to the idea that the pandemic is going away. France is preparing its fishing industry for a smaller catch after Brexit, industry members said, in a sign that President Emmanuel Macron is laying the ground for a delicate compromise to help the European Union strike a trade deal with Britain. As quoted by Reuters.com, the European Union and Britain are trying to hammer out an agreement over the next 3 weeks to avoid damaging $900 billion in annual trade when Britain leaves the bloc's single market on January 1, 2021. Fisheries is among the biggest obstacles. Macron has publicly taken a hard line on fisheries, saying France would not accept any Brexit patch that sacrifices the fishermen. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors over fears that yellow dust which blows in from China could bring coronavirus with it. As reported by BBC.com, the streets of the capital Pyongyang were reported to be virtually empty on Thursday following the warning. The secretive state claims to be coronavirus-free but has been on a high alert since January with strict border closures and restriction on movement. There is no known link between the seasonal dust clouds and COVID-19. However, they are not the only country to suggest a link. The BBC's disinformation team notes Turkmenistan also alleged virus-laden dust was the reason citizens were being told to wear masks. They have denied trying to cover up an outbreak. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news from across the country this time. We'll start from an event from Bandung, West Java. Sharitech, a startup founded by students of the Bandung Institute of Technology ITB in 2019, managed to qualify for the final World Startup Competition and become Indonesia's representative at the University Startup World Cup 2020. Sharitech was founded by Aldi Raharja, industrial engineering graduate students, Ahmad Radi, physics master students, and Azmi Ansori, physics undergraduate alumni. The startup focuses on improving the quality and yield of coffee beans through the fermentation process and the drying process using the Internet of Things or IoT. A press release on Tuesday said in this competition, the Sharitech team managed to beat more than 4,000 applicants from nearly 2,000 universities around the world. Of the 75 team that qualified for the final round, the Sharitech team was the only representative from Indonesia. In the final round, which was held on October 17 to 19, 2020, the Sharitech team successfully won the top three title in information communication technology category. The idea for Sharitech started came out in 2016 when one of the founders, Aldi Raharja, founded a coffee shop called Tri Tangtu in Bandung. In running his coffee shop, Aldi supplies his coffee from local producers in order to simultaneously promote local coffee. Yet, unfortunately, the quality of the coffee beans from local producers is still not consistent because the process is still traditional. Departing from this problem, Aldi, Ahmad, and Azmi began to develop Serifer, a tool to collect and record temperatures and pH data from the coffee bean fermentation process. Apart from Serifer, The CherryTag team also developed CherryGar, a device that can collect and record data on temperature, humidity, light intensity from the drying process. Uniquely, the CherryTag products can be used to access and monitor the process in real time via a mobile application or a web dashboard. Next information is comes from Riau, Batam Island. The government of Batam, Riau Island has promoted the Million Mask Movement for the community in order to support the implementation of the 2020 Healthy Local Election. Acting Mayor of Batam, Samsul Bahrum, said last Wednesday that this movement could be a means of education to protect people in the period of adapting to new habits to avoid transmission of COVID-19. According to him, the 1 Million Mask Movement is a strategic step to make the local election successful so that at every stage it runs smoothly and is very free from the transmission of COVID-19. The acting mayor hopes that all parties, government agencies, private sectors and society will make this movement successful. He also invited the public to be disciplined in carried out health protocols, including wearing masks, washing hands regularly, using soap with running water, maintaining physical distance and avoiding crowds while adopting clean living habits. The last news comes from Badung, Bali. The Badung Regency Government Bali won the first rank at the National Monitoring Control for Prevention MCP level in 2020 as manifestation of its successful commitment to efforts to prevent and eradicate corruption. Badung Regional Secretary Iwayan Adi Arnawa in Mangupura, Badung, last Wednesday hopes that the achievement can continuously be maintained. For this reason, it is necessary to support and increase corruption eradication programs, especially in the management of the state civil apparatus in the Badung Regency's government environment. Meanwhile, the Inspector of Badung Regency, Nilu Suryaniti, explained that the MCP program is actually not the first for Badung. According to her, the continuation of the MCP program is the Integrated Corruption Prevention Action Activities for 2020 through the MCP. She said this year, MCP program was a little different from the previous years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Previously, Integrated Corruption Prevention had started in January 2020, but due to the pandemic, it began on April 1, 2020. Nilu Suryaniti added on Monday, October 26, Badung will be the object of a sampling test for the implementation of the Prevention Sector Coordination and Supervision Program at the Corruption Eradication Commission. Listener, that was news from across Indonesia. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. Let's start from an event on October 24, 1931, when the George Washington Bridge is officially opened to public transport traffic. George Washington Bridge is a suspension bridge spanning the Hudson River, connecting New York City and Fort Lee, New Jersey. The length of the bridge is 1,584 meters and was designed by Otmar Hermann Amann. The construction of the bridge began on October 21, 1927. On October 24, 1931, the upper deck was opened to the public. The lower deck was constructed and opened to public transportation on August 29, 1962. The bridge is supported by four cables, each weighing 28,450 tons and made of 26,474 special wires. Next event is that in 1945, when the United Nations was established. The United Nations, or UN, was established to encourage international cooperation. The international organization is the substitute of the League of Nations, which was established after the World War II to prevent the World War III. When being established in San Francisco on October 24, 1945, the UN had 51 member countries. Currently, it has 193 members and two observer countries. The UN has a constitution called the UN Charter, arranged in a conference in April to June 1945. The charter was applied on October 24, 1945 after being ratified by five founding member countries, namely the People's Republic of China, France, the Soviet Union, Britain, and the United States. The last event is the National Doctor Day. The National Doctor Day is identical with the anniversary of the Indonesian Doctors Association. Initially, this organization was called Verenigde van Indische Artsen in 1911. After the independence of Indonesia on October 24, 1950, Doctor Association with the name of Indonesian Doctor Association was officially established. Then annually, October 24 is commemorated as the anniversary of the Indonesian Doctors Association. Some others call it National Doctor Day. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kau dengan bangga
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling European Union supports Indonesia to increase trade and investment. The Indonesian Presidential Chief of Staff, General Muldoko, met the Ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam, Vincent Piket, at the Binagraha Building, Jakarta on Wednesday. During the meeting, both parties agreed to continue to strengthen relations and reaffirm the close cooperation that has existed so far. The Presidential Staff Office representing the government is considering the possibility of wider cooperation with the European Union in various fields, including exploring investment opportunities. General Muldoko also explained that the Indonesian government is in the process of reforming various rules and regulations so that investment becomes easier. So the government created the job creation law, which aims to cut the overlapping regulation. He explained about the Indonesian economy, especially regarding the export-import value. Data from the Central Statistics Agency stated that cumulatively, Indonesia's export value from January to September 2020 reached $117.19 billion. With export calculations that are still high, the trade balance in September will be a surplus of $2.4 billion. Meanwhile, non-oil and gas imports in September 2020 reached $10.40 billion, an increase of 6.18% compared to August 2020. According to Muldoko, the dynamics of the economy in Indonesia will continue to develop well in the future. He also conveyed the government's commitment to developing electric vehicles. He also mentioned that the tourism sector in Indonesia has been improving so that the level of visit will increase. Of course, by implementing health protocols, tourists from the European Union can travel comfortably. Meanwhile, the Ambassador of European Union to Indonesia in Brunei Darussalam, Vincent Piket, said that relations between the European Union and Indonesia that have been established are expected to reach an even closer level. One of them is through investment cooperation. The European Union strongly supports Indonesia in its efforts to increase trade and investment value. He also discussed the plan to negotiate a comprehensive economic partnerships, Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between the Indonesian government and the European Union, or IEU-CEPA. The IEU-CEPA negotiations are bilateral negotiations to promote national economic growth. According to Ambassador Piket, the European Union can help to accelerate the IEU-CEPA process because it will establish a much better trade climate. He said if this negotiation were not carried out, in 2024 Indonesia would lose the right to special tariffs to be able to compete well. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu, sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhan.
Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini, sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa, maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Jadi teman hidupku, katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku, jadi teman
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
At the Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we are going to introduce you to one of Jogja culinaries, which is currently becoming hot talk of culinary tourism lovers, namely Sate Klathak. Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klathak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klathak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klathak is usually served with curry. listener, although the main seasoning of the satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains 2 skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right? According to the story, this satay is called satay klatak because when you sprinkle salt on the grilled lamb, it will sound klatak, klatak, klatak. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring satay klatak from Yogyakarta. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Listeners, in the 38th year after its first release in 1981, the film Ratu Ilmu Hitam, which became an icon of 80s horror films, was remade by the collaborative duet of director Kimo Stambul and scriptwriter Joko Anwar. Exactly 1 year after the release of this remake version of the film Ratu Ilmu Hitam, this film successfully gained achievements in the international arena. Ratu Ilmu Hitam, or its international title, The Queen of Black Magic, strolled into an international film festival and again received a positive response with wider audience segmentation. The film was named the winner of the Audience Award for Best Motion Picture at the 2020 Sitges Film Festival on Sunday, October 18th. Sitges Film Festival is a special festival for films with specific genres such as horror, fantasy, thriller, and action. The festival, which took place in Sitges, Catalonia, Spain, is one of the most prestigious film festivals in Europe. Throughout October 8th until 18th, Ratu Ilmu Hitam was included in the ranks of the festival that was played at the midnight extreme session. The screening of Ratu Ilmu Hitam was greeted with great fanfare and succeeded in bringing a lingering impression of horror to the audience. They get goosebumps with the horrific horror scenes and black magic terror that are considered to be one of the highlights of the film. That is the reason why the majority of visitors came and chose Ratu Ilmu Hitam as their favorite film at the midnight extreme session. Before strolling at the Sitges Film Festival, the film Ratu Ilmu Hitam premiered abroad at the Busan International Fantastic Film Festival 2020 in South Korea last July. In addition, last September, this film also successfully passed the selection for the Austin Fantastic Fest Film Festival in Texas, United States 2020. our listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Oh, You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we are going to present you a keroncong song entitled Rayuan Bulan. The beauty and serenity when the moon shines on the earth is what is described in this song written by Sapari and W.S. Nardi. The lyrics of this song also contain poetic elements such as the hope that the moon will convey sweet greetings to her beloved one. The existence of the moon and its sparkling light adorns nature and can entertain the heart for those who stare at it. Beautiful lyrics and rhythm which play smoothly make the song easy listening and it sounds melodious. Listener, here is Indah Susanti with the keroncong song entitled Rayuan Bulan.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tight.
Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat. Neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Kamu detik detik pun berlalu menyiksa hatiku. Mungkinkah di sana kau rasakan yang sama? Takkan berubah perasaanku pada dirimu. Meskipun kita jauh, takkan berkurang kerinduan ini. Cepatlah pulang, aku menunggumu. Sungguh aku rindu kamu. Kau dan aku untuk selamanya. Takkan berubah perasaanku pada dirimu. Meskipun kita jauh, takkan berkurang kerinduan ini. Cepatlah pulang, aku meskipun kita jauh, takkan berkurang kerinduan ini. Cepatlah pulang, aku menunggu. Takkan berubah, perasaanku, pada dirimu. Meskipun kita jauh, takkan bertakkan berkurang dari tuan ini. Cepatlah pulang, aku menunggumu. Sungguh aku rindu kamu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.